episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected is brought to you by Bridgeside Medical Clinic, Chesapeake Integrated Behavioral Healthcare, and Edgar Casey's ARE.
Hello, and welcome to Calm, Cool, and Connected. I'm your host, Dr. Elizabeth Bedrick. What most of us know about inpatient mental health hospitals comes from media. So it comes from movies, from television shows, even from social media. And this perspective, unfortunately, really is perpetuating the stigma around mental health in general, but also mental health treatment. So what would it be like to be a patient at an inpatient mental health hospital and then return there a few years later to work as a staff? What a unique perspective this would provide to have both sides of that coin. For our next guest, this was exactly her experience. She's here to talk to us about what this was like to be a patient at this hospital and then return to be staff years later, and how this is really influencing the work that she's doing in the mental health field. So hi, Paris, welcome.
Hi, Dr. Liz. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. So you have a really unique story. You have this perspective, the duality of knowing what it was like to be in mental health as a patient and then return as staff. Tell us a little bit about what that was like, and then even how that shifted your perspective.
Yeah, so you are so right on that. So at 19, I was hospitalized and I got my diagnosis of bipolar 1 disorder at that time in my life. And then at 23 years old, I found myself fresh out of college, and I actually ended up going back and working at the same exact clinic where I was a patient at myself. And the way that that has really shaped my experience in the field of mental health is I'm actually really grateful for it. I'm grateful for all of it. You know, even the hospitalization and having struggled on such a severe level as I have, because it has really opened my eyes to just being able to connect with so many awesome people like yourself and just be able to do so much work in this community and to really help other people break that stigma and end up, you know, finding out some strategies to come out on top of that.
Yeah, I have so much respect for your vulnerability and your willingness to talk about both sides of the experience. It's really easy to talk about it from provider or staff perspective, but for you to be so open and honest about your diagnosis and what that was like to be have a hospital stay for that, that takes a lot of vulnerability.
Yeah, it honestly, you're so right. It does. And for a long time, I never envisioned myself ever talking about this, because I once associated such a strong stigma with the struggles that I face. And I just didn't think that there would be a way for me to overcome that, to be able to share. But I did a lot of work to get here. And I'm actually really happy that I did, because if I did share my story and I did share this perspective, then I wouldn't be here with you today. I wouldn't be doing the podcast, and I probably wouldn't be doing any of the work that I'm doing in the mental health field. So I might be somewhere else.
We're just so amazing. Tell us a little bit, how did it, coming back as staff at that hospital, how did that shift your perspective? Like, what did that kind of do to the way that you viewed mental health? And then even how did that maybe shift your experience as a patient?
Yeah, I love that question. So going back has just really taught me, it was actually kind of, I remember being in the interview and I was like, I'm not going to get this job. I was like, there's no way. And that was just my inside voice talking. And then I feel like once I finally was there, it just made me really happy to be able to work with people who struggled in similar ways to the ways that I have, and to really be there and connect with them and just let them know that I hear them, that I see them, that I relate so much to them, and that I'm doing all that I can and all I have in my power to really help them move forward from these different things that they've experienced. And it's really also shifted my view from being a patient, because I actually ended up going back to the same hospital where I was hospitalized a few times to work with different clients there and do discharges. And it just really showed me, you know, and taught me a lot about, you know, the work that needs to still be done in terms of breaking that stigma so that other people who have struggled can get to a place like I am, where they can share it and share that with others, because it's such a beautiful thing when you can get to that place. But it does take time. It doesn't just happen overnight, but it really did teach me a lot, so much.
Yeah. And a big part of your purpose and passion in the mental health field is really breaking through the stigma. It's really working to shift the perspective of the layperson. Why is that so important to you? What about that stigma is so important for you to bust through that?
Yeah, so I think it's so important to me is just because when you can finally bust through that, I feel like that's when so much progress happens. Because for me, you know, even when I was working at the clinic, I still had that stigma. You know, I still wasn't ready to talk about it, to share my story. I still held back so much. And once I finally decided to launch the podcast and tell my story and have awesome guests on like you, it really opened my eyes to the reality that once we're able to overcome this thing that is the stigma, then more of these conversations can happen and maybe more people will start feeling comfortable opening up and being more vulnerable and actually seeing that it's okay to, you know, have had these experiences. And it doesn't make you, you know, anything like that we might think it does. And it's just such a beautiful thing that I'm trying to continue to work towards just making more of a reality for everybody.
Yeah. And that is so amazing when we can start to normalize these experiences. You're absolutely right. More people will be open about it. More people will seek help and get the treatment that they need. Social media is something that's really complex and interesting because in a lot of ways, social media is helping us break through the stigma, but also in a lot of ways, it is also perpetuating the stigma. What is your perception of that? Like how do you view both of those opposing things happening?
Yeah, so I love the angle you just gave on the both views, and I definitely see that. So I see, and I feel like also it kind of depends too on who you're following or what content you're choosing to consume. Because sometimes, you know, we can catch ourselves just kind of scrolling and noticing things. And then you leave and you're like, wow, you know, I don't feel too good right now, or I don't feel, you know, in a good spot. So, but I think there are certain people out there who do use their platforms to, you know, talk about these things and share that. And I think that's so worth being able to consume that, because then you can see the reality of, you know, what does this really look like? You know, what does it look like to have struggled with your mental health, and also to be able to have, you know, people like you who also use their platform to share inspiring quotes, messages, and things like that, I think is amazing. But I also do think there are some things, of course, you know, on the internet and on social media that, you know, do lead people to feel like, okay, maybe I shouldn't share, you know, maybe I shouldn't be vulnerable because I might be judged, I might be looked at differently, I might be seen as, you know, being too much or just oversharing. So I feel like some stuff like that we see can cause people to hold back. But I think also a big part of that is just all in what you're consuming and what you're choosing to follow and tune into as well.
Yes, that's actually a really good point. That's such a beautiful insight, because if we are much more aware of what we're choosing, who we're choosing to follow on social media, what we're choosing to watch, what we're choosing to listen to, that is so just essential to our own mood states, to the way we view ourselves, to our self-esteem, all of that. What is some of the work that you're doing specifically? So whether it's through your social media or through your podcast even, what is some of that work that you're doing to break through with the stigma?
Yeah, so the main thing that I'm really trying to do is just highlight stories and feature people, you know, who've had these struggles or had these challenges, and even come into the field, do this work with people and to help in this way. So, you know, featuring more of this, and also, you know, featuring more of my own story and sharing more of that, instead of thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't go there. And I just feel like that comes a lot with, you know, just the podcast and also the book that I'm about to be publishing as well. So just doing all that I can to really bring more attention to the good in mental health, instead of, you know, because I feel like sometimes we can kind of get into mental health and it can go into, you know, there's a lot of issues going on, there's a lot of problems to overcome, a lot of hurdles. But I really like to feature the good parts about it and what we can do to work towards, you know, moving forward, breaking through the stigma, overcoming trauma, processing these different things, and really focusing more of that light there instead of, you know, kind of the darker places that we could go as well. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. Do you feel that your own unique experiences, so whether in treatment and then going back as staff, how has that influenced, and how has the uniqueness in each experience influence the work that you're doing today?
Yeah. So, I mean, the uniqueness of doing all that has really influenced and just completely encouraged me to continue doing what I'm doing and continue growing this, continue the momentum, continue doing the podcast and working to get the book out there. And then also, you know, going back to school, you know, that I shared with you too.
Yes.
It's actually been a huge inspiration to me on that as well.
Yeah. Wow.
License to do that, to work one-on-one with clients. And, you know, that's always been a huge passion of mine. So just all the unique experiences that I've had have just been stacking, yeah. and continuing to show me that this is really where I'm meant to be, what I love to do, and just really what lights me up like nothing else. So I just love it.
That's very clear. You're so passionate about it. And like you know, you and I had discussed in a previous conversation, I think you'll do amazing in a clinical role because your passion is just so obvious. It just exudes from you. Tell us about your book. I want to make sure we talk about that before we wrap up.
Yes. So the book is completed and it's about to go out. I'm still setting up dates. I just got some covers back, but it's called Crooked Illness: Lessons from Inside and Outside Hospital Walls. And it's all about my life and my journey so far. So it covers 10 years of my life and I hold no details back. So I'm completely vulnerable. There are some trigger warnings though. So there is some stuff in there about sexual assault, suicide. Just wanted to put that out there, but it's my complete story just to show people, you know, the reality of what does or what can bipolar disorder look like and what are the steps that you can take to really move forward and prioritize not just yourself, but also your mental health as well.
Yes. Yeah, that is going to be so helpful for so many people. That's amazing. Tell us where our viewers can find more about you and your passion, your energy. It's so contagious. Tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, so you guys can find me anywhere you guys get your podcast. So it's Master Your Mental. And you can also follow me on Instagram as well. So it's Master Your Mental there. And I look forward to connecting with you guys and hearing what you think about this episode.
Yes, and give her a follow for sure on Instagram. She has great information on mental health, great motivational quotes. And what I love about your Instagram as well is you really tie in your personal life. And so it doesn't feel removed. It really feels very authentic. So you do great work there as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I really try to do that to kind of show all angles and all that. So I'm super excited and can't wait to hear what you guys think.
Love it. Thank you so much for being here with us, Paris.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
And thank you all for tuning into this episode of Calm, Cool, and Connected. Please make sure to find us on Facebook and Instagram, and also make sure to rate and subscribe to our podcast so that others can find our content as well. Thank you again for joining us.